Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
What's the old saying? They say, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. That's what I'm trying to do in my life as an entrepreneur, as a businesswoman, as an actress, as a comedian. I'm trying to stay ready so that when the moment hits for me to be able to either execute a plan or for me to be ready for an audition, that I have set myself up for success. The best time to prepare for growth is before the opportunity arrives, especially for online businesses. ShipStation sets you up for growth by directly integrating with every shopping cart and storefront, so your products are easier to find, easier to manage, and easier to get into the hands of happy customers. Don't wait until you're drowning in orders to find the right shipping solution. Upgrade to ShipStation today. There are a lot of great reasons for why I love ShipStation, but one of the top reasons is how many things are automated because of ShipStation. There are a lot of steps to fulfilling an order. So when you want to be able to remove some of the painstaking remembering this piece, ShipStation makes it possible. I also love that I get great discounts that would only be reserved for like big Fortune 500 companies. My small business mama likes is like, go ahead, give me that discount too. And what's great also is that there are so many great stores that use ShipStation, like Chubby Shorts, Sock Club, Conscious Box, Saddle Leather, Offerman. There's no more limiting your business to one store. ShipStation integrates with every platform, including Amazon, Etsy, eBay, and Shopify, and etc., making it easy to manage all your shipping from one simple dashboard. Maximize your sales with minimum effort. Easily compare carriers' rates and delivery times to get the most out of every send. Get the same discounted shipping rates as Fortune 500 companies, whether you're sending a stack or a truck full. Ship more and grow more with ShipStation. Go to ShipStation today and sign up with the promo code CREW WITH A K for a free 60-day trial. Start today and get set up before the biggest shipping season of the year. That's 2 months free. Visit ShipStation.com. Click on the microphone at the top and type in code CREW WITH A K.
Crew in a K.
Bang!
And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She's
a chick angel.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash bangers, that like button. Bangers. Smash that notification button. Bangers. Wow, all 2022. Wow. Bangers. Baby. Just for you. Josh is here in spirit and personality. The Wi-Fi would not allow that precious baby to be up on here, but he can hear you. He loves you. He's right here beside me.
Josh.
Eating something healthy. What is that, Josh?
No, it's your arch nemesis, Kevin.
Overnight oats?
It is.
No, the big oat industry. Big oats has got my boy Joshy. Send a quick RIP to Luceres Valerion. He passed away in this last Sunday. He was eaten by Vhagar. It was very sad. That precious little baby was a little baby on a little baby dragon, and he fought Godzilla that could fly, and he tried a little bit of flame. And that dragon was like, nigga, I'll kill you. And promptly did.
Did he say Dracarys?
Because I didn't say it, Angel.
That wasn't him trying to do the fire. It was that little dragon being like, you ain't gonna keep punking me.
Dragons was, Viserys said in episode 1, it is a, Josh, just get it out of my sight. It is an illusion that you control the dragons. All y'all do is ride them. I said this in my little video. It is like they is like having pet tigers. They is trained until they ain't trained.
They were like, obey me, obey me. Them dragons was like, enough of all that. He keep punking me. And I'm just trying to get you back to your mama.
And I was watching, you know, I'd be nerding out and watching Heavy Spoilers and all the nerd channels. And they were saying that the dragon was acting in the people's deepest fears. They were saying the baby Luke was tired of being bullied. And even though he ain't say nothing, the dragon was like, no, we need to fight back. And Vhagar was like, hey, man, you hate this boy. I'm going to eat him because you don't want to. And then I was like, ooh.
But did you see the size difference in the dragons?
Angel.
That was a dog and a flea. There was no comparison.
Sorry, Heavy Spoilers. I'm sorry. Listen, guys, I assume that with a show like Game of Thrones, if you ain't watched it by Sunday, it's spoiled on Sunday night. I'm so sorry. My bad.
You know why? It wouldn't have ruined it for me because I don't remember the people's names. That's dark haired little boy. Who one eyed blonde hair boy messed up and killed him.
Rick.
Okay. That's how I know him. The one with one eye, blonde hair, 26 inches bundles. That's who he is because he got them bundles in. Him and Ray, the girl.
Ray,
20 bundles.
That was fried. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, quick church announcements. Ontario Improv this weekend. Saturday's already sold out. The rest of the shows, there's like less than 100 tickets left to all four of the rest of the shows. However, Milwaukee and Pittsburgh, plenty. In my history, I've always sold poorly in Milwaukee. Even when all the way back to Real Comedians, I think one time we had a show in a library in Milwaukee. We had about 207 people. I was running sales. Milwaukee was like, get away from us. We ain't going. I was like, dang, Milwaukee. And then I went there. And Young Deuces was like, come to Milwaukee. And I did. And then it's just going to be me, him, Josh, and Tahir and Mel, and Young Deuces.
We got 3 nights in Pittsburgh.
We got 3 nights in Pittsburgh. And last year, Pittsburgh sold well, but it was just a one-nighter.
One show, one night.
And then when you add the other four, it'd be like, so I'm gonna bring out Hines Ward and Troy Polamalu to the Pittsburgh show. Franco Harris is pulling up.
Big bang.
Quick question.
I hate him.
Quick question. What time is the show tonight? Because we coming.
8:00.
Okay, we gonna be late, but we coming. I'm coming to see your new set.
Why are you gonna be late?
There's only one show, Angel.
Because I'm coming to see your set.
Oh, you don't care about nobody else. That's cool. I like that. I respect that.
Also, I'm sorry to go back. Oh, finish your announcements because I got to go back to Game of Thrones real quick. I'm so sorry.
Okay, Milwaukee, please. Milwaukee and Pittsburgh, y'all are on the. Yeah, I ain't gonna come back, but I ain't gonna say I'm gonna come. It's just you might be relegated to a one nighter. Right. If you don't sell well and early, then comedians be like, y'all ain't trying to hear it. And then they'd be like, nah, we just buy late, Cam. So we'll see. We'll see. But go ahead, Angel, before we get into this show.
Also, yeah, I got to pay for babysitter. I got to pay for a babysitter. So that's why I'm just coming to see yours. But two, about Game of Thrones. I am so a black woman because after that baby died, the first thing I thought was, well, who the black girl going to marry now? That was her husband.
And I was so proud of him because the white man was like, you want one of my white daughters? He said, no, man, I got me a just for me back at the house. You understand
me? I got a girl.
She got faux locks. You understand me? I greased her scalp last night. I can't wait to marry my cousin.
He was so ready to have him a black woman. I said, that's John B right there. Don't listen to. He was ready. Okay, that was it.
All right. So BYU is back in the news. If you
Brigham Young. Soaking,
Brigham Young, we learned about soaking a couple months ago. Apparently, the Mormon children ain't supposed to have sex. So their workaround soaking was you would insert pee into the G, hard peen, and you would soak. You would just let it marinate up in that cooch. Or somebody else would jump on your bed during the sex. So you have a cuckold. Somebody else would jump on the bed during your sex. So you're not technically pumping and you're not technically having sex. They have
I asked my Mormon friends and they said that is not the case. But go ahead.
For soaking?
They were like, we do not do it. They were like, we just have the sex and not tell nobody.
Oh, that's what I figured. But apparently, so on TikTok, there was this, there was a news article actually about armpit crabs, a breakout of armpit crabs. And I saw some TikToks about kids in BYU, and they were like, it is why you think it is. And then this one girl was like, I went to BYU. What we would do is instead of giving up the cooch, the young man would... Or the young man would say, let me get that pit. And I guess, you know, when you was like a kid, you could make a butt of this. You know, you could make this look like a butt. I guess the armpit is the same thing. So they was putting peen in armpits. And then they was doing that to so many armpits that they had armpit crab breakout at Brigham Young.
Now, don't the crabs live in the hair or do they live in the skin?
They live in the hair. The crabs do.
So these girls they were a la natural.
They had arm the coochies with I actually don't.
So they must be.
Girl coochie hair curly or?
They got straight hair. It's straight on the cooch? It's straight on the cooch and the armpits.
It's long like Targaryen?
26 inches. Bundles.
Really?
No, I don't know. I don't be examining girls. I don't be examining nobody's coochie but my own. And that was
about that girl you saw that one time. You said hers was different.
Listen,
than yours.
She didn't have no hair, but her lips had lips. Now it was. It that's what it looked like.
Coming up on Kirk Franklin's radio, her lips had lips.
It was a lot. It was a. She can't make her armpit look like her puss. Ain't no way. Wait,
go ahead.
I was gonna say, how much lube you gotta use up there? It don't, cause the armpit don't create no moisture.
That's a great question.
It's moist, it's not the moisture you need.
It's just
feed, amen.
It's
you amen, can
look like a coochie, I guess.
Mm-hmm. No, I can see how it could look like a very well, like manicured, but like also
they'd be like, come on, boy, come and get this. This is all you. I ain't even showing my whole body, Angel.
Stop it.
They'd be like,
that looks more like a booty.
What? Come on, get some of this arm butt.
But you used the hair being on the outside, not the inside. That's also the part that would be.
Where does the peen go? Like,
it's just in there. It's kind of like a titty humping.
Ah, but at least those are soft and you could, there's a pat. Oh, I guess it go out the back.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of French. If they're getting crabs there, there's hair in there.
That's what I was saying, Josh. They a la natural.
So do you have deodorant? Do you take deodorant off? Because that means you will be getting deodorant on your helmet.
I think they're prepping. Yeah, I think they're taking alcohol, cleaning it out, then getting some KY jelly, really moistening it up. I can see how that could end up being a good time. I'm now thinking about my skin on my undersides is soft. You get some good lube underneath there. Have a blast.
Oh,
and it's probably
God.
So much less work for as a to be a girl. It's like all you got to do is sit there like this and just take it. I can see how. But I can definitely.
Who said this?
Armussy.
The woman get absolutely nothing out of this. There's nothing to be gained from her.
Mm-mm. No.
Literally no. Nothing. Absolutely. No. I thought of this. He was like, let me see. All right, let me see. Can't do the cooch. What else is cooch centric? Look like a cooch if you put it together. Girl, close that armpit up. Oh, I could do it.
There was a whole movie called American Pie where a boy had sex with a pie on a counter.
All right, I never said this out loud.
And then we can leave it at that. Right?
I never said this out loud. I didn't do it, but when I saw that movie, I was like,
warm.
Only thing that stopped me is the pan kind of shallow, and I felt like you is going to get infected. And I wouldn't really want to smash an apple pie.
Hold on. This is, wait a second.
Lemon meringue has enough from I top the to.
The frontal layer, though, is like negative.
Oh, you're right. The frontal layer is like cotton candy. Mm.
Kevin, this is the issue I have with what you just said. That movie came out in 1999. You were 17.
Or 16.
You were 16. You know better.
He didn't know no better.
Y'all are two different people. He's a fictitious character. You are a real person.
All I'm saying is I hadn't thought of it and the thought crossed my mind. That's all I'm saying. I was just like,
That's why God should have never gave y'all penises, because there's too many options of things for y'all to put them in and get in trouble. Too many options.
Armpits, pies, butts.
Soon they're going to be talking about neck sex and they're going to be like, just put your head like that, and we just, or big girls, we're just going to get your double chin.
I tore that chin up.
That's what's great about.
Give me some of that nuss.
Yeah, give me that. Just be attracted to women with a big old.
My neck and my back, Angel. My neck. My back. Women are just as much the problem. If a man going to say, let me smash your armpit, and her being like, no, but. Maybe yes.
Absolutely. We're gonna be down for the shenanigans.
So yes. Equal parts ridiculousness.
But we didn't come up with it. That's the problem. We didn't come up with that.
Does it matter who came up with it if you allowed it?
Yes, it does. Because we trust y'all idiots. We're like, yes, keep my honor intact. But by all means, you can keep my secret after I wipe off my secret.
Low key, okay, so not smashing pumpkin pie. Now, quiet is kept. If you were to make love to a vegetable or fruit, pumpkin got that guts. You cut a little hole in there, y'all inside of that pumpkin, it got all that.
I don't think that's the scoss, 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 scoss that you would want.
Have you ever taken pumpkin gut, like whatever that stuff is?
Yeah, and there's seeds in it.
And I'm about to put some seeds in it.
No.
Angel, pumpkin got the skoska.
But the skoska has too many variables. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know. One of the seeds might be small and go right down your tube.
That's what I would be afraid of. You talking about a person who used Ajax as lube. So obviously my mind bad.
Yes, you.
Although somebody told me that and they told me they had already done that. So I thought it was.
Let me tell you, had you went to BYU, had your mama been like, you going to go to this Mormon school, you would have invented this arm puss. You definitely would have been.
I would not, Angel. I'm going to tell you right now. That pie stuff was when I didn't have access to no cooch available. I feel like if you're going to do it, do it. If I'm going to sin, I think God is not dumb enough to be like, well, they got me. I said, Coochie, they done went to armpits. I didn't think of that. To me, no. God is more about the intent than the letter of the law. All of it is stupid. Soaking, but people who like, well, oral sex ain't sex.
Kevin, you same. Would have invented it. You would have had this one too. You would have been like, just hold your arm like that. I'm going to get right in that arm crease.
No, because
it was right in that arm crease. That's what you would have been for the thick girls. You would have invented it. They've been like, so this all started back in 2000 with Kevin Fredericks. Why are you mad, Missy Faith?
Isn't it time?
We're talking about serious stuff. We're talking about sex education. Okay.
Ajax makes dishwashing liquid.
And this is why these type of conversations are so important, because people are having sex in armpits. People are using dishwashing liquid. These are all things that could be harmful for their health. What's great for their health, though, is ritual. Okay. And when we talk about ritual here on this podcast, no, I'm talking about something that I love. Now, I got a question for you all, since we all are such good friends. We're close. We talk about crazy things here, but we talk about important things. So does your probiotic contain clinically studied strains? You don't know if it do. So I'm going to tell you about one that does. Ritual Symbiotic Plus contains two of the world's most studied strains, with over 350 publications of human clinical trials. I am not playing about my digestive system, okay? I just got off of a family fast that I do with my fast. And so my body's kind of reset. So for me, having those probiotics as I was like kind of cleaning out my body was huge for me. And the probiotic that I trust was Ritual Symbiotic Plus. It gives me all the things that I need to really support really good gut health. Ritual is a science-backed and research-stacked, especially when stacked up against leading direct-to-consumer and top-selling probiotics on the market. More than a probiotic, it's a 3-in-1 with clinically studied prebiotics, probiotics, and a postbiotic to support a balanced gut microbiome. Single-nested minty capsule is what it comes in, and it's one daily capsule for simple, streamlined gut support. Designed to thrive, delayed-release capsule design to help reach the colon, not the stomach, an ideal place for probiotics to survive and grow. No refrigeration needed, and it's designed with moisture control bottle technology to prevent the probiotic strains. Symbiotic Plus and Ritual are here to celebrate, not hide your insides. There's no more shame in your gut game. That's why Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off during the first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/crew with a K.
Crew with a K.
To start your ritual or add Symbiotic Plus to your subscription today.
All right. Did we talk about this? I'm going to put it up on the screen. I thought we did, but I don't know if we did. So if we did, I'll move on. Y'all let me know. Did we talk about this conspiracy about the anal beads chest scandal?
Oh, yeah.
We did kind talk of. About
kind of. We talked about that the chess world had been blown up. Yeah, we talked about it because I talked about how you would be able to hear the vibration if I had one in.
Okay. I thought we did, but I wasn't totally sure. All right, cool. A lot of life has happened. So if that's the case, then this is what I want to talk about next. Greg actually sent me this. A reenactment, Civil War reenactment that these young black men went to make things more realistic.
Listen, man, we're just here to enjoy the show.
Why are you doing that? We're just trying to make sure it's accurate. What's accurate?
The event. I thought you could dress up. Okay, so where do we need to go to?
How did 30 seconds in? Like, what the
fuck? I promise you, they probably never had this happen before. Hey, yo, Brody, that looks like some more like medieval armor than anything. It's civil. I'm not going to lie, bro. I'm a Civil War historian. Like, I know all the drip that they had.
He did too. Where's the video
going? Oh, this is for the History Channel. Do you know what time the auction block starts?
They didn't have an auction block today.
Fuck. I was trying to be the first overall pick.
First overall pick.
Whoa. Why do we have to leave?
You're in chains. What are we doing here, man?
We're with the History Channel.
Why is this?
Oh, this was just the drip back then.
Yeah. I'm sorry?
This was the drip back then. We just want to be as historically accurate as possible.
That's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's not funny. It's not cute. It's not okay. This is not okay.
But this is history.
We have good, bad, and ugly.
It was invited. We don't know who you are or where you came from.
So anybody that came is... You said anybody could come.
Really?
Yeah, that is definitely not historically accurate.
He's not with us.
He must have watched Django or something. That's make-believe. No, sir. I thought it was against the law for a nigga to be on a horse.
Excuse
Excuse me?
Oh, can we not use it?
I'll let you tell him that.
Yeah, you tell him that, just like you said it.
What the hell?
I'm scared of horses.
Hi.
Tell him what you just told us.
Well, first off, what do you identify as? No, like, are you Caucasian, Asian, Blasian?
A certain period of clothes that you got to have on. For instance, sandals and stuff, you can't do that.
Either. Oh, no.
Oh. All right. This cotton's already processed, you know. The cotton gin already got it, so I couldn't find any unpicked cotton. That was kind of hard.
In the bag.
Oh.
I don't know what's coming out of it. Oh, yeah, we're definitely going to pick it. You know I'm going to pick it. Like, I'm down to be on ammunition duty. You know, I'm down to be a rifleman. I'm down to work the field. I'm down to be in the house. I would prefer to be in the house, though. I'm from Chirac. I know how to use a gun.
Yeah, but still, we don't know that. They don't play this crap.
Where did you get the chains? Walmart?
No. Party City.
Where are you folks from?
My daddy's balls.
I'm from the Candyland Plantation.
That's great.
I'm property of Calvin Candy.
Where are you from?
I'm trying to tell you, Mississippi.
Scared to tell me the truth.
West of the Mississippi.
Why are you scared to speak the truth?
Okay, do you want me to break character?
Oh, is that a character? Is that what you're doing?
Well, I mean, aren't we all in character?
Wait, is this going on Facebook Live? Because I can't be on there. I
uh-oh,
can't.
Too late.
No.
Uh-oh, too late. Please. Late, buddy. Uh-oh, now they're getting...
Nah, so stop.
Oh, this is awesome.
Dude, if we pick faster, he might put up his phone.
Make sure you pick up the plastic, you get a fine for littering.
Yes, sir. Whatever you say, master.
Wait in the water. Wait in the water, children.
Wait, why did that police officer pull up in a car? Cars weren't invented yet.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, man, we're just here to enjoy the show, and they just don't like our outfits. I think they're just mad because we're more historically accurate than all of them.
Y'all can do whatever you want on the roadway. If they ask you to leave, it's private property, man.
They were trying to get people to fight with them and stuff. I don't know.
What?
Is this private?
Why would we get people to fight with us? We're slaves. All right, master. Thank you.
I'm nobody's master.
Sorry, master.
There's only one master, and that's God.
And then you. That's how the hierarchy goes. That lady over there was kind of dissing my cotton picking skills. Can I go, like, show her what's up? Because I can pick 12 ounces per second. Because you know I have the fastest cotton shuttle time in the world. Oh, ma'am, can you do me a favor? Did you just, like, karate chop elbow this?
Yeah, right.
I'm free! Nigga, every nigga for his own.
So for our audio listeners, if you don't know the setup, these two black men went to a Civil War reenactment dressed as slaves to be in character. First of all, I didn't watch the whole thing. This lady straight up lied to the police, which is historically accurate and present day accurate for a Wahite woman to be like, they were trying to fight with us. They did not. First of all,
she said they were trying to get people to fight them. He said, why would we want people to fight us?
It's like, but we're slaves.
So listen, here's the thing, right? And you know, I like war history, not civil war, mostly World War II, right? Y'all want to reenact the Civil War and y'all don't want no slaves around? Y'all don't want it to be at, and they were literally like calling white men massa and picking cotton. That is satire at its best. That's something like the Daily Show would do. They couldn't do somebody called her a Civil War Karen.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, that white woman used the police on their behalf. I mean, God, dog.
She was the OG of them all. And not only that, he said, I thought it was legal for a nigga to be on a horse. You tell him that. You tell him so, exactly how you said it.
I really want to know why a black dude was on the Confederate side.
Because sometimes niggas be stupid.
Well, there was some blacks that fought for the Confederates because they was just trying to, you know, they had to do what they was told. But in today's age, like, you know why they fought the war. Why are you choosing that?
Because he's still fighting the war with them. His ancestors, he probably comes from a long line. A long line. They said, how do you identify? Asian?
It's so funny because, like, now I like war history. I like watching movies and reading about it. I ain't never really understood why people get dressed up to fight a war, mostly as Confederates, knowing they lost. Like, they want so bad to be like, we could own you guys then.
I'm telling you, I just don't know. I know we talk about Al-Qaeda. We talk about all these other terrorist groups whose names I can't fully remember or pronounce in other countries. But what I tell you, when it comes to those who love the Confederacy, I'd be like, this is just a terrorist group that we just allow to be here.
Listen, Angel, they say, I've read plenty of articles that say domestic terrorism is a much bigger problem and a much more present threat than foreign terrorism.
Well, it's because me and Marcus were actually just talking about this. We were just watching a movie about Benghazi.
Yeah, I watched that.
We watched it before and then we watched it again.
It was crazy.
And I was talking about it. I was like, see, they said the thing that makes us, the thing that makes that a little more scary than here is that most of the time our terrorist groups don't claim what they've done. So while the KKK will definitely have their rallies in their marches, they won't typically put their name on a shooting or a bombing. They will just do it and go into silence, which allows them to still operate as a
Then they would go work as the police. In America, they would just take that uniform off and then just go work as the police or work at the jail.
Yes. So that's what's like also very like crazy about it. It's just like, y'all can't just be talking a good game. There is stuff that y'all are doing, but it's just not being attached to the name of your organization.
Listen, I was telling somebody this the other day. We were talking about traveling overseas. And they were like, you know, they don't like, it was to hear. He's like, you know, they don't like black people over in, I think we're talking about Spain. And I was like, they don't like black people in America.
Yeah, okay? Where we went.
And I prefer down south in your face racism, right?
That's what I say all the time.
I don't like you, boy, you a long way from home, much more than that white woman in New York who voted liberally and called the police on that bird watching man. That's the racism that I'm afraid of.
This is what I tell my friends all the time who have grown up here and are like, I could never live in a red state. I was like, you don't know what you're missing. I said, because out here, people are lying to you in your face because they know the words to say to make you think that they don't have the thoughts they really have. I said, when I go home, I know who F with me and who don't. And then I don't have to waste time. I'm not going to get shocked by you.
Right.
I am not going to be like, oh, I'm so surprised. I didn't know you felt that way. And then none of that. I was like, y'all are delusional. Y'all think y'all in a great, happy, calm place. I said, but these people are betting against your ass. I can tell you that right now.
Listen, first of all, I never thought about that, Jessica Sawyer. Listen, it's a red, the whole country
don't really
talk with us. It's just like in the movie Get Out, spoilers, in the movie Get Out, the people who were harvesting black bodies were like, I voted for Obama. Totally voted for Obama. First of all, let me tell you one thing I didn't know about LA. You leave Los Angeles County and you go down to Orange County, Huntington Beach, it is a red state.
Love.
Them folks
go that far. Go into Beverly Hills. If you think they're blue, you are very. Go from West Hollywood and just scoot over into Beverly Hills. They are some quiet red people up in that place.
What you say, Angel Tanksley?
Because listen, we have a lot of wealth in LA, and one thing about red is not just about racism and homophobia and everything else. It's about that money for a lot of people. That's why Orange County. It's easier for Orange County to be more red. They also have a lot of wealth and they don't have the restraints of needing to work with people that are others. Right. Where here in Los Angeles, you need others for the different industries that we have. You need gay folk, you need Latinos, you need black folks. So you got to kind of have to pretend like you're playing nice. In Orange County, they're like, no, we don't need to play nice. We're not in the television industry. We don't need you. But yeah, I think that's the one thing about like far, far left liberals is that sometimes I'm like, y'all got a huge blind spot.
Listen.
It's a huge, y'all really playing games if y'all think I live in a place where everyone can be free, everyone can be who they want to be. You a lie. You white and you done forgot.
Dumb lie.
You done forgot.
It's so important. Opportunities in the industry. Let me tell y'all what. I hope this is true. I hope Churchy and the rest of this stuff laugh. Because when I tell you, the man is hard to beat. The man. Did you hear about Kanye, Angel?
That they dropped him at CAA?
Let me just say this. When Kanye didn't even get to talk about Jewish people. Kanye threatened to talk about Jewish people. And he learned that you can get away with talking a lot about Black people. You don't got to threaten it. You can say a lot. From slavery was a choice to what he said last time. Talk about Jewish people. You're going to find out. Adidas dropped him. They're scheduled to lose $250 million this year with no Yeezy products.
Yeah.
I'd be wishing Black people had that power. I don't mean Black people as in like us. I mean, like, I wish our companies were strong enough that if you talk crazy about us, we had to be like, oh, you done. And that's over. Because we don't. We be saying stuff. We being people like me and you, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't own fashion houses like Balenciaga. We don't own CAA. We don't own Adidas. We don't own them. I heard Def Jam or Universal had dropped good music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we don't own them mega companies. Because let me tell you what, had Kanye had a show on Kevin Stage Studios, slavery was a choice, and you're out of here. And I'm going to tell you, you will never work in here again.
Get out. Listen.
Get out of here off them Kevin Stage Studios.
But listen, guess who I'm sure still has a television agent at one of those big companies?
Mel Gibson.
Donald Trump.
Absolutely. Mel Gibson talked about Jewish people too. But he was white. It was different for him.
He talked about made Passion of the Christ. Talked about Jewish people. And they were like,
as Jesus Christ.
He didn't star. He produced it. Jim Caviezel was Jesus.
Jim Caviezel was starring as
Bradley Cooper as Jesus.
Listen. Oh, do you hear that?
What?
I hear an echo.
Hello? Oh,
it's that. Shut up. Listen, if we don't know one thing, if we should know one thing we should know working in this industry,
mm-hmm.
there are certain sectors of people that you shouldn't be playing around with trying to make digs at. You just shouldn't. At the top of the list, huh?
Remember that F around, find out draft that was going around?
The more you around.
Talking about Jewish people is that 10 meets a 10.
Man, and quick.
This is something that we all know. You can look up the history of Hollywood and how it was built. You can look up real estate in Hollywood and in Beverly Hills. And a lot of what was built by Jewish families and communities. So what they not about to have you do is reap the benefit off of an industry that they had a huge part in creating. Granted, so did we, but we just don't own nothing.
I want to be clear. I'm not saying I'm happy this stuff is happening, Kanye. It just goes to let you know these companies are not just now aware of Kanye's comments. They just now care, right? They're aware of slavery was a choice, what he said about George Floyd. They're aware of all that stuff. That didn't affect their bottom line. But this, oh no, you can't stand. There's going to be consequences. And this has been Black people, we don't really strike fear into to companies' bottom line like that. And well, we're not Kanye's primary consumer either, right? Kanye wouldn't have $1 billion off of Yeezy if it was just Black people buying it or his music. He has a lot more. If you look at his concerts, it's mostly, matter of fact, if any hip hop artist is at an arena concert, it ain't gonna be full of black people like that. You want to see full of black people? Go to 85 South show. That's full of their shows be black
as hell.
Let me also just a quick aside. I'm messing up, Angel. What 85 South is doing is, I hope they make documentaries about this, because what these people have done, I'd be so inspired by watching these young brothers, young black men, owning their own content, taking a pot. First of all,
ooh, I know they take a podcast on tour, don't they? I know that's something that I'm so inspired by, that they would take this beautiful thing that they've created in a studio room of them talking and put it in front of a live audience, put the show on its feet
in arenas,
interact, and they sell out big, not just comedy clubs. I'm talking about arenas. Go ahead, Kevin. I just wanted to be on.
No, I haven't been letting you talk today. I've been doing poor. I've been having a bad game. I've been having a bad cast. I've been stepping all over you today. So go ahead.
No, please. Because I just wanted to add that, just because I'm not sure if you knew that's a piece of where that idea came from, of me wanting to do Here's the Thing on the Road, was seeing how 85 South did theirs. I was like, wow, this is something that we could really do. But I understand you don't want to go on the road with me anymore. That's why you let me go. Please continue.
This next thing I want to talk about.
No, we were talking about some. Finish your 85 South, because they are amazing and they deserve their flowers. So I don't want to interrupt you doing that. Please.
No, I interrupted you enough today.
Well, then let me say the last thing about Kanye then.
All right.
Last thing I was going to say about Kanye, and the whole thing of the difference is, when you were saying that black people don't strike fear, here's the, I feel like, what the true difference is. When you come at someone of these marginalized groups that, however, have a lot of power and have a lot of people who have the ability to say yay or nay, you don't need the agreeance of the masses in order to check that person. You just need a couple of people up top to be like, cut them. Yeah. When it comes to when you do something that is anti-black,
yeah,
it takes us as a collective,
yeah,
to be like, we don't mess with them. We don't really have, there's a lot of spaces where we don't have the say to just be like, no. And yeah, cut a person off, or, you know, basically cut off the head of the serpent. We have to, like, get all of us on one accord. And that is a lot harder. And no other group has to do that. Not in Hollywood. You say something about the LGBTQ plus community, you don't need that whole community pissed off. That's, you just got to piss off the right one.
That's a great point, Angel. I hadn't even thought about that. And it really, what it boils down to is, we don't have unilateral power like that at the top of companies. You don't have the ability to be like, I don't have to answer to nobody. The CEO of Adidas says it's over, it's over.
Right.
See, whoever's running Balenciaga, they say it's over, it's over. But we gotta, like, remember Black Squares during George Floyd, all them companies said, oh, we gonna, black people, we, y'all is right, man, we gonna do this and that. I read an article that said, of all the money pledged, after like 2 years, less than like 15% of money had actually changed or been passed on. Few companies actually did anything. It was just like, we got to do the Black Square. And we did it. It's really just, I just wish things were different. But I'm glad that this is happening. All right.
Kevin, take the hat off. Don't go away.
What I was going to say about 85 South is, regardless of what show they have on the road, I mean, creatively.
Uh-huh, creatively.
To see them be doing 4,000 and 5,000 seaters, and they are basically improvising a show every night, and all them black people there, it just be like, man, if I had like friends who didn't retire from stand-up comedy, I could really think about something like that. But you know,
but I, I It's so funny. It's so funny. At the end of Slightly Problematic, well, what even the end, when there was a talk of another tour, I made it very clear the type of tour I would do. Because as you can see, Off the Cuff Angel is unstoppable. You give me a topic and I'm a light it up and shoot it down. Angel doesn't necessarily enjoy having to craft and continually to craft a set, you know, but Angel can go Angel can talk for a solid hour and give you about 45 minutes of laughs.
She can.
That's all I'm saying. But I understand it's not your dream, Kevin, and I'm not going to force that to be your dream.
Do we have an ad, or are they done?
Oh no, we don't have any more ads. You know what? You know what? You know what, Kevin?
What?
I'm gonna do this. You know what I'm gonna do? Because me and Marcus are doing our tour next year, but I'm going to campaign. I'm going to put together a petition.
Don't you?
I'm going to have people sign it.
No, you don't.
I'm going to put together, and I want you all, those who listen to HTT every week, that are like, oh my God, I love it. This gets me through the middle of my week. Wednesday's here. I want y'all to sign it. And I want, because apparently my boss doesn't want me to be great, so I have to be like every other Black woman and push the agenda forward.
Angel, please, I don't want to add another tour next year, though. That's...
Josh,
going out until September. We're not
Josh,
stopping.
Don't fight me on this. I'm not saying, listen.
Protect Black women, Josh.
First of all, Josh, this is what I'm trying to do, will keep you from being on the road 62 weekends out of the year.
You're just adding another 62, Angel.
No, I'm trying. That's not what I'm trying to do. Wait a minute. Are you touring all next year, too?
Nope.
You know what? Forget it.
What?
Forget it.
Angel, you're on television shows. You already got your stuff.
Forget it.
This is funny. Vote yes on HCT 23.
24. Let's talk about 24.
Whatever, Josh. I now see whose side you're on. Where are my mugs?
I'm just one person.
All right, Angel, I wanted to get your thoughts on this. I made a video about this. I'm trying to think about the best way it is. Well, it might just be this one. Did you see the lady who said, my husband and I wake up every morning and bring our coffee to the garden and sit and talk for hours every morning, and it gets old. It never gets old. We never run out of things to talk about. Did you see that?
No.
All right. I don't want to toot my own horn, but I'll just play my own video for a second. If y'all missed this, it was premium YouTube. I mean, I'm sorry, premium Twitter at its absolute worst.
This puff is giving. My edges is everywhere. I need to.
You killing. People have been saying that in the comments.
I saw Dragonfly Jones, one of my favorite tweeters. You should follow him. Said, don't ever share anything that makes you happy on this miserable hellhole app. Tweeted, my husband and I wake up every morning and bring our coffee out to our garden and sit and talk for hours every morning. He never gets old. We never run out of things to talk to. Love him so much. I think she meant talk about, but I digress. That's sweet, right? Nice. No, it's not. Somebody responded, don't you guys go to work? She said, we do. I own a business and he teaches yoga and is a professional skateboarder, so we work when we want, which is always later in the day. Mornings are sacred around our house. And this woman said, I hope you know how privileged that sounds. I bet most people have sacred things but aren't as lucky. Doctors, teachers, social workers, and many more. Hold on. Why are you upset at her for having sacred time? There's many, many worse things. This guy responded, Lamal, let's all check back in about 5 years. That love part don't last. Lol. Done it. Dang, Frankie. Why are you projecting on her because it didn't work out for you? Black Henry the VIII said this behavior can't be sustained over a long period of time. Plus, I feel that this guy doesn't have a lot going in life. And the girl beneath him said, exactly, it's kind of creepy. Lol. What is wrong with y'all? How y'all just inferring all this with no evidence? She seems to be happy, but ain't no happiness on Twitter. This guy responded, that's cool. I wake up every morning and fight my way through traffic for an hour in Miami to get to work. Must be nice. Sir, whether she's happy in the garden or not, you still got to go to work in Miami.
If she was sad, you still going to work in Miami. Why are you mad at her? This dude said, I'm happily married, but wouldn't be if I had to sit in the garden and talk for hours every morning.
Jesus.
Hey, don't y'all love y'all spouses or not? This guy said, I wake up every day with chronic pain, tarsal tunnel syndrome, and wash my OCD medication down with an iced oatmeal latte. But whatever. Potato, potato. Am I right? Hey, man, I am sorry for you. Because, you know, I don't wish chronic pain or OCD on nobody. But, sir, that lady's life don't affect yours. This person said what she meant to say was, we waste hours every morning by the garden scrolling on our social media feed. We occasionally look up and discuss something from our feed. That's your life. That's your life. She said what her and her husband do. She didn't mean to say nothing. She said what she said. This is the sentiment of all these responses. I don't care if something good happened to you. It should have happened to me instead. It's why you can't share your happiness with the internet.
People, I mean, so people, when you say, when misery say it loves company, misery be like, I bet you not leaving my house. You better pack your bags. I mean, you better unpack your bags and get in that bed and lay down because misery keeps the company. Like, it's unfortunately, Twitter is the type of room that you always have to read the room. And the room is toxic. And the room is miserable. It is not the place. You need to share them. You need to share that on Pinterest where people are happy.
More and more, I'm like, I'm not sharing my stuff online. Y'all, that the thing that I thought the most or felt bad, like the chronic pain guy, baby boy, I'm sorry. Mostly from all y'all, but his wasn't even about relationships. The guy who said I have to go to work and the chronic pain guy, that had nothing to do with relationships. At least most of the people was like relationship-wise or money-wise. He was like, but my hand hurts.
He's talking about what he has to do in the morning because she's saying this is her morning routine.
Oh, that was her. That was his. Okay.
Yes, he's saying my morning routine is dealing with my pain and taking medication. My morning routine is sitting in traffic. This is the card you were dealt. This is the thing. This is what my mama said, and this is what I used to say when I was on my speaking tour years ago. My mother was like, listen, we don't control the cards that we are dealt. It's like God dealt this game out and we got the cards when we were born. We have to decide how we're going to play those cards.
Yes.
And there are folk, if we were talking about spades, there are folk that be having a bunch of spades in their hands and they be reneging left and right. And we watch them. We watch their lives disintegrate. These are people, trust fund babies. These are people who had families that had money, that had all types of like resources for their life to be better, but they still to make dumb choices. And then there are people who have terrible hands that have been dealt, but figure out a way to win some books. They figure out a way to make that seven of clubs walk somehow. And these people are just like, go fish. They are just like, I'm not effing playing in this game anymore. It's stupid. Get off the table.
Oh my God.
Somebody said, I don't know who, that most of negative comments on any social media site is projection, right? And it's like, oh, Angel, look at you just drinking a drink. I don't have lips. I can't drink a drink through a straw and I'm bald. And there you have a head full of natural hair enough to put up in a high, messy bun. And look at me. My hairline goes here. And you have a hoodie and I don't have shoulders. It's like, well, hold on. And that lady did not say they were rich. She said they worked and they just got a little garden and some coffee. Like, when I first saw that, I saw that and I was just like, oh, that's cool. And that's it. I was like, oh, that's nice. I wish I could do that too. I was like, man, I got to take my kids to school. You got gym and stuff. You know, but we all have our own things. Like the guy, you could, of any of the people who said that, you could be like, oh, you get to live in Miami. At least you have a car to fight traffic in. I don't have legs. Oh, wow. Must be nice to have enough money for an oat milk latte. Oh, must be nice to have enough money for medicine for your medication. Because some people are in chronic pain and they don't even have medicine for OCD. They just have to deal with it. And it's like, you really can.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I've been cutting you off.
No. I didn't realize there was a piece. Please continue because I can hold mine.
I was just saying we shouldn't be having a pain off, a life sucks Olympics. This person just, she shared a nice thought. Just let it be that. That's all I was going to say.
What I was going to say is these people really think they are going to make this woman feel guilty about the small pleasure that she has in life of being able to be with her husband. Now, I'm the type of person, you think I'm going to be feel bad about my joy? I'm just going to be more joyous, louder. Yeah. Then I'm going to start posting pictures of drinking coffee. Then I am going to show myself working on my computer and my husband kisses me on my neck. Then I'm going to do a video, a live, when we're actually, but not a live where I'm interacting with the audience. I'm going to set the camera farther away so you can almost kind of hear what we're talking about, but not really. But you can hear when we're laughing. You can see us when we're holding each other. You are going to have to witness my joy right up.
You're going to make it pay.
Oh, you're going to pay for my happiness. If you think you're going to shit on it, oh, these roses about to come up real prickly. Yeah, no, there's no way. You're not going to make me feel, especially if my blessings weren't built on there's two words that are running from me, but they're not built by degrading somebody else on the back of someone else, by misusing someone else. If I didn't get my joy off of that, you're going to watch me live this joy out real, real loud. Oh, I'm going to be real happy. I would be like, I didn't even know I was this much in love until y'all.
I mean, Angel's going to be having. Oh, this coffee is so warm. Oh, have we been happily married for how many years? 15?
15.
Have we been happily? Oh, I got that right off. Good job, Kev.
You good friend, Kevin.
Hello, friend of 15 years. I mean, husband. Well, I guess you're technically one and the same. Look at you, big and strong and full of strength and beardiness.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, garden. Oh, I guess I won't go to work today because, you know, I don't have to. I actually don't even like coffee. I'm just drinking it because you pores have to go to work with your hurt hands and stuck in
that. No, I actually found a chef to make coffee that I like. That's how much I wanted this. I am going to tilt the camera up just enough so that you can tell we're having sex without you seeing us having sex. You're going to watch me orgasm multiple times. Oh my God.
This is what I admire. That's hilarious. I admire you, Angel. And low key, I feel like for the next phase of my life or what God has for me, I have to adopt this part of you. Where you're just like, oh, you think I'm going to step back? I'm leaning in.
No.
You want to be mad? You're going to have to be livid. I will settle for mad. You're going to have to be. You're going to have to block me. I'm going to make you so mad.
Yes. Please. Please.
Oh, my God.
You're going to get fired because there's going to be so many comments you're going to be able to make underneath all of this that I'm posting. You're going to get fired because you're not going to have time to work.
This is what I've been getting better month after month from my please everybody today, Kevin, trying to please everybody because this made it. I mean, I already knew, but this thing made it so abundantly clear. These people are already miserable, right? People on the internet are already miserable. You are just the focus of a problem that you could not fix. Whether that woman and her husband have coffee or go to work without talking, each person who tweeted at her was still going to live their life. I remember when LeBron James lost, I believe it was to the Dallas Mavericks, or maybe it was, I think it was Dallas Mavericks. And people were going in on him on the media and on Twitter and everything. And I love LeBron, so I would never. And he said, well, you know, at the end of this, you all have to go back to your lives tomorrow. I'm still me. Whatever the way your life was before I lost this championship, it's still going to be like it tomorrow. Hold on. Let me see if I can find it, Angel, because it was like It was great.
One of the words I was looking for was objectify.
I hear it is.
I'm going to get that other word.
I love that you haven't left. Was it oppression, the other one?
No. It's like exploiting.
Exploiting. Oh, here we go, Angel. This is LeBron.
Go ahead. Sorry. Yeah,
coffee lady did.
Because at the end of the day, all the people that was rooting on me to fail, you know, at the end of the day, they got to wake up tomorrow and have the same life that they had before they woke up today. You know, they got the same personal problems they had. You know, and I'm going to continue to live the way I want to live and continue to do the things that I want to do with me and my family and be happy with that.
I mean,
to say after the game.
I'm still rich. Yeah, I lost a championship, but I think I still get paid millions of dollars to play a schoolyard game. And true. Y'all going to be mad.
Uh-huh.
Just make sure you're on time to work tomorrow. And you got to be on your 10-minute break. Because immediately after I lose this championship, I'm flying private to an island for 30 days. And I remember at that time on Twitter, even people who were hating on him when that press conference happened, I remember a lot of people being like, dang, I do have to go to work.
I do have to go to work. And I'm going to watch him play the next time he plays. Ah!
And I had to go to work the next day. I felt like one of the people he was talking about. I was like, first of all, Bron, I was defending you.
Calm down.
But I also, and I think 2011, let's see. Had I gotten fired from the bank? No, yep, I was working at Boeing. And I hated that job. So I was like, man.
Yeah.
I still got the same personal problems in my life too, Bron.
You do.
No, I went to Boeing that next day and I did less work though. I was like, I'll show you, Bron. I'm going to watch YouTube all day today. I mean, Twitter is very toxic, but I'm finding out TikTok is toxic. And we are toxic
people. There we go.
So the apps are just a reflection of the toxicity. However, I will say, and maybe this is just nostalgia, I don't remember this level of vitriol on MySpace.
No, you know why I think, especially Twitter, it's a lot easier to be anonymous.
Yep.
On Twitter. It's a lot easier to like distance yourself from the crap that you're putting out there because there you don't actually have to put a face. Yep. To it. Your Yep. At can be whatever you can change. You know, with MySpace. Well, granted, there with MySpace, which made it so different than Facebook, you could personalize it so much. You could personalize the music that played. You could personalize your background. So you were really putting yourself out there in a way that wasn't as curated as Instagram is. So I feel as though that is the further we can remove ourselves from the crap that we say, the more we're willing to talk out of the side of our necks.
1,000%. That's why Facebook is tougher to go crazy because it is, for the most part, it is you and people. It's harder to lie straight up when people like live in your town because people will always be like, first of all, no, and you work here, so hush. Twitter, people create whole personalities. It's the metaverse. Instagram too with Facetune and stuff like that, you know. But MySpace and even early Facebook. But Twitter from the jump has been just cesspool. My TikTok, people say TikTok's toxic. My personal TikTok is great. It's nice. Probably 47% great dogs videos. Like I have so many dog video content. It's probably 11%, maybe 4% of like right now cow hoof or horses getting their feet manicured. I don't know how I got back on that. And the rest is black people being funny. It'd be like black people being funny, great dog video. Black people being funny, great dog video. White person being funny, dance, dog video. I don't be seeing the TikTok drama. I'd be like you on Twitter drama. I'd be like, I don't know about what y'all is on y'all timeline, but I saw this dog was playing the piano on mine.
Listen. That is mine. Mine is dance, dance, dance. Something funny, dance. Something funny, that's all. I don't really, I mean, I understand how easy it is to get like wrapped into the like, the drama. I mean, it's interesting. It adds like a spike to your day, especially if you have a very like, a very normal life where your schedule is very routine. It can be like, oh, what is this tea? I fully understand that. But the thing about social media that makes it worse is that you have so much access to that. It's not like, oh, one sensationalized thing and then it moves on. The next thing comes along, then the next thing, and then the next thing. And then you find yourself kind of just sitting in this whole like toxic world that I personally don't like that much mess. I do love some tea. Don't get me wrong. Like with the rest of you, I love some tea. But when it comes to these, when it comes to some of these people who I'm like, I didn't even know who you were before this incident. Why I don't want to follow this.
And I try to TikTok. If it's something I don't like, I swipe up somehow. And this because I don't be swiping up. I be seeing about 2% of people live in jail. I'd be like, how are y'all, first of all, y'all Wi-Fi better than mine? And
they got good. You get lives? I don't get those. I get people cleaning jewels, going through beads.
I get people sleep and then they have a TV behind them and it's like you send gifts to wake them up. And it's like, for this many roses, it'll make a fart sound. And I'd be like, this person is obviously not asleep. Oh, and I get a lot of basketball. This is a white dude I follow. He'd be shooting threes and he'd be making like 37 in a row, and I just be like, man, he really don't miss. And I'd be like,
you'd be like, what?
This dude don't miss. Also, sheep shearing lady, I see her. I'd be like, dang, she be cutting them sheep fast.
A metal detector on the beach.
Really? I ain't never got one of those ever.
I've never gotten that. My lives be people peeling raw eggs, like slowly removing the shell without breaking the seal that's around the yolk. That's the type of lives they send me.
Oh, I've never even heard of that. I get a lot of trick shot too. People like throwing ping pong balls and trying to get it in a cup or something. I'd be seeing that too.
That seems like something you would do if you had more time.
1,000%. All right. More than 1,000%. I'd be like, ting, 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 ting.
Almost got it.
All right. We're getting ready to do the Ball and the Beautiful. Remember, this is the last week that Here's the Thing airs on the Capital Stage Studios app. The main episodes will remain on YouTube and podcast outlets. The bonus episodes will be on Patreon. Josh has figured out how to tag Patreon videos. So you're going to just be able to hit Here's the Thing tag and find it. Go ahead, Angel.
Somebody wanted to know, will the old bonus podcasts that were on the app, will they be put somewhere accessible for people to watch?
Oh, no, we're not going to remove them. We're not taking them down. We're just not adding any more.
Okay, so those will only be accessible if you still have the app, if you wanted to go back to one of those old bonuses.
Yes.
Boom, boom. Those bonuses were also posted on Patreon too, though.
Yeah.
Those lives were shared. So
Everything's moving forward. All right, we love y'all. We'll see you in about, I don't know, 10 minutes or so for The Bald and the Beautiful. And then I'm actually shooting a new show for my Patreon today, starting today.
We'll not be live.
Sorry. Because I don't want, it just won't be live. YouTube will have issues if it was shot live. But the edited episodes will be coming here short. I'm pretty excited about it. So we love y'all. God bless you. God keep you. We'll see you at the conference. Yes. All right. 8-2-3-2-3. You guys, y'all don't even know what y'all are saying. Angel just booked
I'll be wrapped. I'll be wrapped.
No, you just booked the CBS Network drama.
All right. I'll be wrapped.
Bye. Here's another thing for you. Here's another one. Here's another thing for you. Here's another one. Here's another one. Here's another thing for you. Here's another thing for you. With my boy Kev on stage and that chick Angel.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.